This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
Saturday, March 12th is Disabled Access Day. It's been running for a few years now and it's designed to highlight areas, venues, facilities that are accessible to people with sensory impairments, mobility disabilities, all sorts. And it's a packed calendar once again this year. And to tell us a little bit more, we have with us Kiki McDonald from Ewan's Guide. Kiki, thank you for joining us.
Thanks very much,
Alan. Kiki, perhaps you could tell us, first of all, a little bit about Ewan's Guide.
Ewan's Guide is a disabled access review website and app. Ewan is my brother and has motor neurone disease. He became a power chair user about 6 years ago. And we just found it very, very difficult to find out information on where had suitable access for him, or for, I should say as well, for us to go out as a family, as a group of friends, etc. For him, that meant level access and accessible loo, parking, etc. Because of that, we ended up going to the same places over and over again. And we thought, well, there must be so many other disabled people having the same problem as us. So we set up a site where we can write up the places that we'd been and invite other disabled people and their friends, family members to talk about their experiences of access as well. So it's for all disabled people and for carers, friends, family members to share their experiences of access, to find places to go and hopefully open up new opportunities and things to do for people.
Okay, now we are approaching Disabled Access Day, and really that's looking to highlight places as well where people can go, and it has grown since it first began.
Yes. So Disabled Access Day, first one was actually last year on the 17th of January 15. It was a smaller affair than this year, but certainly this year we've moved it to March, so it's a bit warmer, and there's certainly many, many more events happening across the country on Saturday throughout the March, so it's exciting. And very much about people talking more about accessibility, encouraging people to talk and be a bit more aware of the importance of disabled access. And the thrust behind it is to get venues to think about their access and, if they can, put on an event or an incentive to encourage disabled people to come and visit them on the day. And that might be that, for example, we've got what people doing touch tours or audio description tours, or it might be that they've just refreshed their disability awareness training and quality training, or it might be that they're putting a special offer on, or whatever they feel is appropriate for that venue. But there's a whole mix of different things happening across the country at all types of venues.
It's great that you have this particular day and Ewan's Guide as well, not just showing people with varying disabilities what's out there for them and growing that, but you're influencing venues as well to say, you know, that there's a whole load of people out there with money to spend, but perhaps they don't have proper access facilities, or they don't provide audio description or touch tours, and you're missing out on that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's 12 million disabled people in the UK. It's a massive section of society, and it's trying to encourage the venues to think about that it's simply a huge section of society that they may not be catering for. I think there's a lot of nervousness about accessibility from the venue's perspective, and we hope that they use the day to just think about their accessibility, to perhaps put something new in place, make themselves a bit more accessible, and use the day as a sort of marker to aim for. And it's a way for them to, I think, have more conversations with people who have an impairment or a disability, and therefore get a bit of feedback and hopefully improve. Hopefully it leads to venues improving their facilities over time. And we hope that people just find out about places out there that they didn't know were accessible. We had lots of feedback from last year that a lot of people just went to places that they thought, geez, I never thought that would possibly be accessible. Places like the Royal Yacht Britannia, or people going around parts of St Paul's in London that they didn't think would be accessible for them and were. So we're hoping it does two things. It helps the venues become more accessible and think about their access, but also gives people more options of things to do and try out some more places.
There's all sorts of events going on March the 12th. Perhaps you could highlight some of those for us.
Yeah, it's a really interesting and quite different sort of range of things. It's really interesting to see what the venues have come up with. So, for example, actually Glasgow Film Theatre are doing an audio described screening of The Bridge of Spies. So it's sort of ranging from that kind of thing to touch tours happening at some of the art galleries and museums. For example, Birmingham Science Museum are doing touch tours, as are Scottish Gallery of Modern Art in Edinburgh. But a number of museums doing audio description tours. Imperial War Museum in London, Discovery Museum in Newcastle, National Museum of Scotland in Edinburgh. And we've got some sighted guide tours of some of the parks, for example. There's one happening at the Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park in London. So things happening really across the country and of all different styles. I should probably say as well that, you know, Cafe Nero are offering free coffee for everybody who takes part, any drink you like, so do take them up on that. So there's a whole range of things, and you can search for events on the What's On section, the events section of the site, which is disabledaccessdaybook.com, for more info on people's areas. I mean, it's probably also worth saying, because we're only in the second year of doing this, I know there are, you know, areas of the country where there aren't as much things going on, and we'd still hope that people would still take part in the day by just going to somewhere new and maybe asking someone about their accessibility or encouraging a venue that does have good access to take part next year. And really just in the spirit of trying to get people talking about accessibility and its importance on the day. So even if there isn't an event in your town or area, please do still take part and do something that way. It would be great.
Absolutely. Spread the word, Kiki. Just finally, if people would like to find out a little bit more about Ewan's Guide, where's the best place to go?
So the website is ewansguide.com. That's E-U-A-N-S. And there's information there. Please do also get in touch on hello@ewansguide is the email address, where you can phone us in the office as well. And our number is 0131 510 5106. We'd be delighted to chat to people. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, and that's the same for Disabled Access Day. The Twitter handle is access_day. So we'd be delighted to hear from people and also get their feedback on, are there things we should do differently next year? Are there things that people would like to see on Ewan's Guide, etc., etc.? So I think we're quite a friendly bunch, so please do get in touch. I suppose the one last thing I was really going to add was, I know some people have said, oh, you know, why is Disabled Access Day only one day? And I think we really agree with that Disabled Access Day should be every day. But I think our experience that's just not the case at the moment, and we need a day like today to highlight the importance of the good stuff that's been done, but the stuff that still needs to be done and the changes that need to be made. So really hope as many people as possible can get involved, and hopefully we can make access a bit higher up the agenda and improve things as we do it.
Kiki, let's hope Disabled Access Day does go from strength to strength and more people do get involved with Ewan's Guide. And thank you for speaking with us on Insight Radio.
Thanks very much.
This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.